And when they say, like, if there's a gathering of people, Mangji Ding, it's they've gathered together.
Mangji Ding means gathering together, and it's the name of the CD-ROM collection of narratives by 25 tribal members showing the ways of the Ojibwe people in northern Wisconsin. Tribal members tell stories they hope will help people, especially school children, understand their history and traditions. Here, the Lacouture's Jerry Smith talks about asema, or tobacco.
Whenever years ago a person requested knowledge of another person, especially in an Indian way of life or Indian culture, they would give us a gift of this asema. And then by a person accepting this asema, you know he's going to be telling you the truth and that he can work for you by this simple gift of tobacco.
The CD-ROM also lets tribal members show how they use nature, preserving the ways of past generations, like tapping trees for maple syrup.
When I run the sugar bush alone, I'd tap these off, you know, maybe 400 or 500. In a day and a half, I'd be done, putting the cans out and everything, and drilling the holes.
The Mangji Ding program began in 1994 when Lake Superior Region tribes wanted to preserve photos and oral histories of the 20th century. Producer Alexa Smith wants this information to be used in the classroom.
Our challenge now is helping teachers use this thing because it's not something that's quite common in a lot of schools, integrating oral histories into Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan classrooms.
Ironically, the same Native American leaders who commissioned the CD-ROM also caution against depending solely on technology to reach students. For generations, tribes have passed on their history to young people in ways considered sacred. Marvin Defoe with the Red Cliff Tribe says the old ways must continue, that computers will never replace that.
And even now, I got to be careful with what I'm saying here now. Spirituality stuff, religion stuff, creation stuff, you shouldn't emphasize those things. Because that ain't where it belongs here on CD-ROM. And even to the point of talking to some of the elders, you're never ever going to be able to fit what an Indian is and what we believe in on this disc here. Because then you ain't doing Indian people justice.
The late American Indian activist Walt Brissett of the Red Cliff Band also warns on the CD-ROM against a soundbite education, saying that exposure to Native traditions is only the first step.
There's a real danger in people thinking, well, you know, geez, this guy's kind of interesting. Well, it's not really me. It's electrons running across a screen. I might be dead. And so we should never present this as the story, but only as clues to investigate the rest of the story in the real and in the natural world.
CD-ROM producer Alexa Smith says her goal is to use sound and video in a way that interests young people in Native history.
A lot of the stories are not just about Ojibwe people. I think this one in the timeline, talking about removals and then that Treaty of 1854, Jerry Smith from Lacouture, I think, talks about
big treaty conference up in, must have been up in Ashland. There was one main head chief back then, that was that Chief Buffalo. But each of the bands had sub-chiefs, like I says, who spoke for their people. So they had this big treaty signing thing in 1854.
Smith adds the people behind the project are looking for ways to make the narratives widely available to more students and not just teachers.
Kids come in that room and they say, oh, what's that then? I haven't seen that. Where do I get to see that? And I just realized yesterday that no kids have really used or seen this yet because the teachers have to take their time to look at it. So we're trying to figure out some ways to just, you know, make it available, not just in that intentional way that a teacher might use it, but just hunting around, exploring, and listening to things the way kids do anyway. They know how to use this stuff.
The project was finished in February, and now Smith is holding conferences through school districts around the Great Lakes Basin to help teachers and students learn how to use this CD-ROM in the classroom. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.